more guidelines for weddings, catered events, released by the state this week. Austin Scotches, catering director over at Babeville Asbury Hall in Buffalo, joining us now. Austin, thanks for being with us. You have a unique venue because you're not only paying attention to the rules for weddings, but also the rules for live concerts and events, things that go on there. We'll start with the weddings. You saw some of these guidelines from the state. What did you think when you saw the restrictions?
Well, if you want to go by how it went over with brides, within hours of them being released, I had 3 to 4 brides call immediately wanting to move to basically winter or to 2022. So that basically sets the tone for how this is going over.
Yeah, it sure is. What are your bookings like right now?
At this point, everyone is scared of the rules, and they moved basically from July past July. So most of our events are primarily focused in the fall and spring of 2022 is when it really starts to get going, because they don't want, if you basically can't stand and hold a drink, you have to dance in a 6x6 circle, like a square, and you're not allowed to leave it. In terms of going to dance with grandma, you're basically stuck with whoever you're at your table. You're allotted in a 6x6 grid that it, which is basically 6 feet away from the next grid. It's totally unenforceable in our terms of actually keeping everyone in grids. If you've ever been to a wedding, people like to drink, and there's no way they're going to adhere to a 6x6 area that they have to dance in.
You know, I'm wondering, based on what you just said, brides asking for their wedding to be now pushed back a different sort of date. We know that obviously happened all of last year with these weddings either being canceled or having to be pushed into 2021. When do you start to run into this problem of there's no more dates available for us?
It's already begun. Basically, at this point, we keep compressing wedding season. So we thought by this point we'd be starting to get back to normal. But it looks like everyone is just pushing off, hoping we can get to a point where people can dance with or without masks, that they can actually have a normal wedding. And it looks like we're compressing wedding season into more of the off season now. Between like October, it's really going to start getting going, and it's pretty much going to go straight through into next year.
Is this how you thought the restrictions would come down, that they would be, I guess, you know, this strict? And I mean, this clearly puts the onus on you guys to enforce it, right?
Yeah, they're going to have us treat everyone like we're TSA upon entering. We have to run through a bunch of checklists and things for each person. So it's going to be a slight delay to get everyone into the venue, because I got to take a temp check. I got to look at a negative test. It's going to be a little different than normal. So we're obviously going to find ways to try to get people in as quickly as possible. But I did not anticipate the rules to be so strict that for past appetizers, they want them in containers that I have to hand each person, as opposed to passing them out like a normal wedding would be. So we're going to have to figure that out as well.
All of these rules, is it your hope that these change sooner rather than later? Every single day we get more positive news on the vaccine, how effective it is, how many doses we're going to have in the next few months. Are you anticipating this being a really fluid situation and these being loosened sooner rather than later?
Yes, I'm fully anticipating that by the time we do our first wedding, which hopefully will be sometime in July, that these rules will be lessened so people can dance with masks. They're not held to a 6x6, 36 square foot grid area, and that things will be starting to come back to normal. I mean, if everyone's vaccinated and they have a negative test upon entry, then I don't understand why the rules are so strict.
It is a big question that a lot of venues have that we've talked to so far. You are an interesting venue because in addition to all these weddings, you do a lot of concerts, too. What does that look like as of right now? You bring in some touring acts to Babeville. Is there anything on the agenda at this point? When do you see that getting started up again?
I think it's going to be, according to the concert department, it looks like we're going to start to slowly see local bands start to come back first, and they'll probably be in the fall to late winter range. And then national touring acts, I think we're starting to get holds on the schedule for basically late winter into spring of next year is when it really starts to pick up.
Wow, not until then. Do you have any bookings right now?
For concerts?
Yes.
Well, we've holds for lots of things. Basically, national touring artists are kind of doing a wait and see because they don't want to be the first one that does an event and then has a super spreader event. So right now they're all holding off, waiting to see who's going to be the first one to do it. And then once that happens, then I think we'll start moving very quickly, because remember, bands for the last year, year and a half, haven't had any money, any income. So they're ready to go, and we're ready to have them in a safe way.
I'm ready to go too. Can't wait for that to return. Hopefully it can happen soon. Austin, thanks so much. Thanks for the insight. Really appreciate having you on this morning. That's Austin Scotcha. He's catering director for Babeville Asbury Hall down in Buffalo, talking about some of the restrictions. And you heard him say right off the bat right there, as soon as those regulations were announced, he was taking calls from brides who have booked weddings saying, we're not doing it until those change.